I want to remind you, first of all, that Thursday, of course, is New Year's, and it is a holy day of obligation. Masses for New Year's Eve will be at 7:30 in the morning, and then at 4:30 in the evening, and Mass on New Year's Day will be at 9 a.m. Mrs. Flynn was doing her rounds, and she ran into the priest. And she told him that she was very upset about her husband because he was not spending as much time at home as he should. He was staying out late, he was drinking and so forth. And he says, could you talk to him? And the priest said he would do that. So he ran into Mr. Flynn and he says, you know, your wife's been upset and you really ought to spend more time with your wife and your children. You ought to imitate the Holy Family. And Mr. Flynn says, but they've only got one. Thank you, Michael. It's certainly appropriate that we celebrate the Feast of the Holy Family as we see Jesus with Mary and Joseph at the manger. It reminds us of our vocation to be and become holy families and a holy family of faith. In the first reading, Sirach tells us how families should be. It should be an ordered relationship between parents and children. Parents are to love and respect each other and to work together cooperatively to provide for and to form their children. They are to love and discipline their children to show what love is supposed to be, seeking always the best for others, and to be willing to sacrifice for each other, especially in the family, for indeed sacrifice is the measure of love. Children are to always act with kindness and with mercy, and to work to grow in works of love. And even in age, when parents and children kind of reverse their relationship, parents and children are then to care for their parents. It isn't easy. All of us know how hard life can be. We've all had times when we have loved other people and that love has been rejected. But God, who as a Trinity is himself a family, will provide the grace so that we may do it. And Paul tells us how. He says, we are to put on these virtues because we are chosen by God. We are to put on these virtues and live with them in action, to go beyond what the world wants us to do, to imitate Jesus in his selfless, sacrificial love for each one of us, and to be families in which the husband loves his wife sacrificially, as Jesus did, and where the wife is to love her husband similarly, with humility, as Jesus loves. We see that sacrificial love in the gospel. Joseph has been called to be the father of this child. And he may have had his own plans, but because he has been called, he has humbly surrendered himself to God's plan. And now, hearing the angel again, he takes his children, his wife and his child, to Egypt, and remains there until Herod is dead, and then returns doing what God wants him to do. I'm sure Saint Joseph had other plans, but God told him what he was to do, and he did it with humility and mercy, always believing in the Father's care. And that's our vocation as well. Even if we're single people, even if we're not married, we are still called to be a family of faith. We are called to love one another. because we have been called, that is our vocation, to humble ourselves, to give God and His will the priority in our lives, not to follow our own will, but God's, to trust in Him and His love for each of us and for all of us, even when it is hardest. There are certainly times when we don't know that God is present, but we still do what He calls us to do. It's not easy, but He will be there. We are to understand the depth of God's love for each one of us. It's unmerited, it's unreasonable, but God loves us nonetheless. And we are called to minister that same love to those around us, to build up a family of believers, to build up a family of faith, people living in charity and in mercy, because God has called us to be His. We are to live in Jesus, with Jesus' life, sanctifying grace here and now, which is nothing less than eternal life, so that when the Lord calls us from this world, we may have the fullness of eternal life that will never end.